Now we come to the 15th psalm, and it's another very brief psalm, and it actually marks the conclusion of this section of this very interesting little book of psalms here that began with the 9th. And if you wanted to go back over them, you'd see a tremendous development here. And the 15th psalm gives a description of those who are going to be in the presence of Jehovah. Notice how it begins. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Now, there's one holy hill. That's Zion, we're told. That happens to be over yonder in the land of Israel. That's what he's talking about. He that walketh upright, worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honoreth them who fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not his money to interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. And actually what David is saying, exactly what James says, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. And in James, it's the works of faith, not works of law. Here it's the works of the law. But both of them produce a righteousness, if you please. And who's going to stand before God? Those that have had a faith in God that has produced a life down here. Faith alone saves, as John Calvin put it. But the faith that saves is not alone. It'll produce a life. Do you really believe Jesus is coming? And coming soon? I hear so much of that today. But I don't see much change in people's lives. My friend, if you really believe it, you're going to have a life down here that's going to count for God. That's the real test of whether you're looking for Jesus to come. This is a tremendous psalm, is it not? Brings us to the end of this series.